she said finally. I fought years, and I'm tired. Would you let me try to ease the pain for you? Asked Pox.
Ease? Not heal?
If it can be healed, I will try to heal it. I think you are right, Rahel, that it's gone too far, but I can ease it for you for a while.
I didn't want numb wine, muttered Rahel. Can't think with that stuff. Can't work at all.
Not numb wine. Pox watched her, recognizing the heaviness for what it was, and wondered why the Marshal had not seen it, or if he had just not wanted to see it. Rahel nodded.
If you will. I'm sorry, lady. I can't say the right things.
No matter. Would you rather lie down?
Yes, if you don't mind. It's hard to.
She pulled herself out of the chair and went to the bed, piling the pillows at one end. Pox wondered briefly if she should tell the Marshal first and decided against it. Rahel lay against the pillows, her eyes sagging shut. Pox took a deep, calming breath and called on Gerd and the High Lord. As she touched Rahel's head, she knew at once that no cure would be given. She prayed quietly, hoping to ease the pain, and sensed that Rahel's breathing had quieted. After a few minutes, she felt a clear instruction to stop, and withdrew her hands. Rahel opened her eyes.
That is much better. My thanks, lady, for this, and for Gerd's grace.
She looked better, even rested, and Pox fetched her a drink of water from the jug on the table. The power is the High Lord's, Pox reminded her. It is lent me, under Gerd's grace. It is not mine.
True. Oh, it is easier. If it never got worse than this, I could—
She stopped suddenly, with a surprised look, and fell back. Pox knew at once that she was dead, as she had known that death was near. She straightened Rahel's body and called the Marshal.